caution. The following may contain non-politically correct language. Tongue twister. Non-politically correct language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Well, if you're ready for beautiful, natural-looking, easy-to-apply nails, three colored in seven luscious hues, just...
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
Oh, goddamn hacker, that second damn knife that asshole's cutting.
The movement was begun 8 months ago by a small group of scientists who discovered, quite by accident, these signals being sent through...
Help! I'll be back. The Governator on Microsoft LSD, they be tripping over there with John Podesta, this friggin' damn... You know what? His name is Podesta. Ped. It should be. Pedesta. Ped. Look at him. Look at this Pedesta. Sick son of a bitch. Let me take a look at this. He's on fake news saying that climate change is really just pollution. Well, it is pollution, you dumb asshole. It's called chemtrails. That's the pollution causing the climate change. Zipline. Z-lines up in the air. And harp and shit like that. Listen to him. And he's sitting next to this. Creepy SOB. Remember that? Wasn't it 2016 with the spirit cooking? And something Abramovich or something like that? This ugly piece of shit. Listen to this. Listen to this Governator. I guess we need to get work on the sound here.
This whole climate change dialogue is not going to work. I think this has been used for the last few decades. I think we should address it directly, what it is, which is pollution. We want to terminate pollution. That is the message we should get out there. And I think that it doesn't matter if it's the Chinese or the Russians, whoever it is. We maybe don't agree with them, but we all have to bring them in and we all have to work together with them. We want to do the same thing here.
Listen, you assholes out there, including the Governator. I mean, I like... you need to stick with the damn State Farm neighbor commercials. Those are hilarious. Stick to that script. Because stop trying to get political and talk about shit you don't know what you're talking about. All right? He actually says, well, you can't use the phrase or the words climate change anymore because it's falling upon deaf ears because people don't want to hear that shit because we know it's bullshit. So he says, let's rebrand it pollution. We got to get rid of pollution. Okay. I'm down with that. Pollution coming out of your mouth, this bastard's mouth, and fake news. Let's get rid of that pollution for starters. You're wondering what started the fire over there, or the fires in New Mexico, look no further than doing the do. That's right, our usual suspect is back in his house. It's Directed Energy Weapons, brought to you by your benevolent loving government. Yeah. Let's take a look.
All right, my friends, welcome back. June 18th, 2024, and we got to talk about something very weird going on with this New Mexico fire. If we zoom into this area, we can see exactly where this fire took place. I'm going to backtrack a little bit into time so we can see it at night. And here we are there. You can see this fire began yesterday, June 17th. It burned all night last night and is still active today. You can see the sun coming up over that area of New Mexico. But you are not going to believe what was happening right before this fire was actually seen on satellite. And to do that, I'm going to use some data from RadarScope from yesterday, right in that area. So this is Highway 54. It runs up through this part of New New Mexico, which is basically about right here on the satellite map to the left. Now take a look at what happened with the NexRad radar beam, and something was tracked going all the way up this road. You see a beam come after that, and then the fire begins. Check this out. Watch the road. Highway 54 begins right here. Follow this area. As I move forward, throughout about an hour time, this anomaly was tracked all the way up that highway. And then you see a beam come into play right there. You can see this beam shooting out this way. The NexRad tower is down in this area off screen. And then we see this weird anomaly going up the road. And it is right about this time here that the fire is first announced in New Mexico. This was sent to me by a subscriber who said, check out the road that is right next to where this began in New Mexico. Now, this isn't the first time we've seen something like this. We've seen weird anomalies leading up to the California fires. And we saw the same thing during the Texas fires. Some weird anomalies, weird beams going on in the atmosphere before these fires began. A lot of talk online lately about DEWs, the directed energy weapons. Now, I can't say for sure that's what's going on here, but when we look at these different radar anomalies and we put them all together, and then there's wildfires.
If you can't say for sure, why can't you say for sure? You're connected the dots right there. The subscribers send you a video about them using lasers to start the fire direct up that highway. And voila, fire started there. What do you mean you can't say for sure? See, I hate when they do that. Allegedly, I can't say for sure. Miss Cotta, yes? Shop here. I'll say for sure. I know the answer. Directed energy weapons, for sure. Come on, man. You just got them connecting the dots. And then you go, well, we don't know for sure. Was it someone dropped a cigarette? A lit cigarette? Get the fuck out of here. It was lasers.
In those areas, I think it's safe to say there's something strange going on that they don't want us to know about. There is no way that all these fires are happening naturally due to climate change. No. I'm sorry, it is not happening. Not. A lot of these are being done on purpose. We just don't know exactly how yet. This is only the beginning of fire season, so get used to this, because it's going to happen more and more. And I have a feeling one of these fires between California, right, Texas, here, New Mexico, wherever it may be, will be a record-breaking fire as far as acreage burnt, homes lost, and
because
people
displaced.
Because
that's their agenda.
Share this video while you have the
chance.
That's
their fucking
agenda. I
appreciate
you all. Thank you all so much. Bye-bye.
They're doing it. All right, let's get into fast-read headlines. I took a look at the comment section last night. No thumbs-down trolls. That's nice. Singeman was into his house. Truth. We had a Banny, someone named Banny. I think Savage showed up too, 88. So that was nice. Cal is still MIA, huh? Yeah? Still missing in action. That's like, I think, 4 videos in a row. That's unusual. That's mighty strange, but okay. Here we go. Fast read headline. Treason documentary. There are concentration camps being built right under your nose in all 50 states. That's actually now a news article. You saw that I mirrored that content. I showed you. Redacted News was talking about that they're building these. This has started years ago. Jesse Ventura actually did a video on that. He did an expose, if you will, years ago. He even went and met with, tried to meet with us. Was it a senator or some congressman? I want to say from Tennessee, but maybe not, about it. And that congressman would have nothing to say. Lips were zipped. Because what Jesse was saying, hey, look, we know that there are concentration camps being built, FEMA camps. And who are they for? And the congressman wouldn't say a word. In his office, wouldn't say a word. Because he knows. He knows he better not admit to it. He just better not say a word. And so this is a thing. Redacted News brought it up again because apparently they're still being built more, like massive amounts still being built. And it's not for them, the invaders. They're going to try to bring patriots in there. Well, I say to the B system, good luck with that one. You could try to bring us, make us go camping with Big Brother, but don't think it's going to go quite the way they want it to. I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I know it ain't going to go like that. You think people, Americans, patriots are going to go camping with Big Brother? You going to go to their house and fucking try to extract them from their house? Once the patriots... this is the most heavily armed country in the world. Once the citizenry catches on that people being abducted from their homes and taken to camp, this is gonna. When you try to go to those patriots' homes, good luck with that.
I just say don't do it. You should be putting the friggin' invaders in the concentration camp. They're the ones that broke the law. And all these bastards that are corrupt, all these corrupt officials, all these corrupt motherfuckers in our government, and these pedophile, friggin' tranny pedophiles and shit, all these bastards, all these demons need to be thrown into FEMA camps. Not fine, upstanding Americans that just want to be left the fact alone. As you saw there, the governor doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about, all right? He's a very stupid statement. And it makes him appear dumb as a bag of hammers, Schwarzenegger. And Podesta's sitting there like a damn soulless, fecking demon, troll. He's ugly as shit with his withdrawn friggin' damn face. Looks like a fecking Muppet. How much adrenochrome is that bitch taking in? China and Russia are threatening to go to war with us. This is how the story's going. Russia's talking about using nuclear weapons, and Schwarzenegger sits next to Hillary campaign manager John Podesta, and they're talking about pollution. You can't name climate change anymore. You can't call it climate change because people just don't want to hear it. It's falling upon deaf ears. It doesn't work anymore, he said. So let's call it pollution. Get rid of pollution. The pollution is fake news. The pollution is the lies. The pollution is the quack scenes. The pollution is the chemtrails. Get rid of all that pollution. Get rid of the GMOs. That's pollution. Polluting our bodies. Get rid of the fluoride and the big pharmaceuticals in the crap to tap water. That's pollution in our water. Polluting the air, the water, the food. Yada, yada, yada. Get rid of that pollution. Let's get rid of the chemtrails. But stuff like, I mean, there are necessary evils. We need factories. Factories produce smoke, have smokestacks or whatever, and you see it go up in the air. That's not what's causing climate change. That's not what's causing climate change. All this, first of all, there is no climate change. But if you want to go that route, this weather manipulation, which you could call climate change, which is what the government is doing, many entities are doing it, including Bill Kermit the Frog Gates and his ilk and Harvard and NASA, never a straight answer. So stop spraying our skies, okay? Then stop controlling the weather. Stop manipulating the chemtrails. Stop using HAARP. Stop fooking with God's creation or Mother Nature, if you want to call it that. Stop screwing with nature. Let the weather take its natural course, as it always has. Stop steering hurricanes hither, thither, and yon. Stop creating heat domes. Stop creating rain deluges wherever you want to. And Air Force even has a document called Owning the Weather by 2025. They've been doing this shit for years. Ho Chi Minh Trail, Operation Popeye, Vietnam War, World War II, they've done it. As a matter of fact, they've been spraying the skies, not to the extent they've been doing it now. They've only ramped it up in the past 20 years or so, since like the mid to late 90s. But even about 100 years ago, they were doing this shit, tampering with the weather. So why don't you stop spraying the skies, Governator? The Governator? Neighbor? Talk about that, but you won't talk about that. You just want to have fucking commie controls. Screw your freedom. Remember that? I mean, I want to like you, Schwarzenegger, but you're falling a couple of rungs on a ladder. In my book. Quite a few. Dolly Parton's another one. Calling people that didn't want to take the vaccines chicken shit. What kind of fucking shit is that? And you got this friggin' damn weird-ass, creepy bitch next to you. Not a good look. And you're on fake news? Damn sure not a good look, Schwarzenegger. That makes you fake news. Fake news at it again. Microsoft LSD, because they be tripping over there. Fake news, MSDNC claims that there is a recording of Trump saying that he lost, admitting that he lost the 2020 election, but the audio tells a different story, according to Gateway Pundit. If fake news is saying that there's, it's just like PeePeeGate, remember that? All that fake shit, the dossier. Fake news is really fake. I mean, it is an absolute joke. I fucking loathe MSLSD. I do. I can't stand the Commie News Network. I don't like ABC, NBC, nothing but communism, NBC. I can't stand NPR. Don't like the BBC either. I hear they're commies. Fucking fake news. I don't like fake news. But it seems like I can't stand the Daily Beast. That's fake news. Slate, Salon, and Vox with a V. Fake news. But MSNBC and Joy Reid and all these bitches on there and the comedy, I can't stand MSNBC. Rachel Maddow and a friggin' long-ass neck. Hey, looking like the Fonz. What year is that hairdo? I think it's like the 90s or some shit. She looks like Arthur Fonzarelli. Actually, it's the 70s. I can't stand it, man. I hate it. It's disgusting, man. Everything they say is just about is a fucking lie. Sometimes they'll tell some truths here and there, you know. Because a broken clock is right twice a day, every now and then, you know. Mix it up a little bit. But by and large, just total out and out lies. Don't they know they're going to be looking... Don't they know people... They have hardly any viewership. Don't they know that people are going to call them out, rip them a new one? Because they see this for what it is, all lies? They still yet, they live in their own little bubble. Just keep on telling lies in the echo chamber to whatever few retarded viewers they got. It's unbelievable. I saw this. There is a video on BitChute. It's 9 minutes and change long. 9 minutes and something seconds long. And it's Putin meeting with Kim Jong-un. This fat Weasley bastard right here. Right here. I remember his father, Kim Jong-il. I remember when he died. I was teaching middle school history. And I remember when he died. And I was so used to seeing Kim Jong-il. And then he fell ill and died. And then his pudgy young son, his son was young back then, but still a fat bastard. And here we go again. Let's just say it took a while for me to get used to this bitch right here. But he's got blood on his hands. He's killed many people, including, I think, some family members that didn't agree with him or whatever. But Putin, I want to say, like computer, P-U-T-I-N, Putin. And Kim Jong-un, it's funny how North Korea, they claim that this is like a shortage of food, and people are poor and don't have enough food to eat. I could see why they don't have enough food to eat. Look at this bitch right here. Look at this dungy. Look at the neck, man. Well, the neck is with the chin. The chin is just straight down. It's ridiculous. He ate most of the food there. North Korea is what it is. Him and his soldiers, he's got to keep his army. I think it's 1 million strong standing army. He's got to keep that healthy, good to go, right? So I guess they're eating all North Korea's food, but he's eating the bulk of it right there. Anyway, the deal goes, it's mutual assistance assurance, something like that. So if someone starts to fact with North Korea, Vladdy over here says Russia will come to North Korea's aid. And the agreement is if so-and-so, anyone messes with Russia directly, North Korea comes to the, Russia's aid. And then I hear by around election time, NATO plans. This is how the story goes. It's hard for me to believe any of this shit because there's so much wag the dog nonsense they've done in the past. It ain't even funny. There's no war footage whatsoever. How come they're not covering this shit like the Vietnam War? All of a sudden after the Vietnam War, they stop covering it. And all we get are fucking them video game footages. Oh, just bullshit. We get stories written. But I never hear, I never see. I want some on the ground reporting like the Vietnam War. Make this shit look real. And they're not even trying. All we do is we hear stories about a ship over here off the coast of Miami. Maybe they'll show you some kind of grainy footage. You hear about stories like that. I mean, Putin was over there in North Korea. He was. They had a big celebration. And they were in a limousine standing up. So you half their bodies out waving or looking at the crowd. And the crowd was just cheering them because they're robots over there. So, I mean, that part was real. But I don't know. I hear that NATO is going to invade Russia in 500,000 strong army of NATO going to invade Russia in the next few months around the fall or something like that. That's not going to go over well. Russia's going to destroy it. It's retarded. 500,000, what is that going to do? You're going to invade Russia with 500,000? Get the fuck out of here. You ain't invading Russia. But it's hard for me to believe that any of these wars are real. The Israel war, it's hard for me to believe that's still going on. That's a thing, Gaza. It's hard for me to believe it because so much is of the fakery. You know what I mean? Ukraine, yet nothing. I don't hear. When was the last time you seen anything video footage? All I see is Israel showing. There's fake footage coming out of there. You know, a dead baby trying to a little boy trying to resuscitate, but meanwhile it's a rubber doll. Doctors trying to resuscitate it. Fake footage out of Ukraine early on. I did like an hour and a half or hour and 20 minutes on that when it first went down. I mean, all the footage was bullshit. And then the country was not under attack when they said it was. It was not being invaded. There's people walking on the streets everywhere they said there was war. You're not going to have a nonchalant shopping day on the streets if bombs are a-flying. You're not going to have cars just driving about to and fro as they normally do. And all is quiet if there's a full-blown war. Bullshit. I can't buy into this. It's hard. But the story goes that NATO is going to invade Russia. I do know that Russia did... Vladdy did meet with Kim Jong-un. But, you know, a real war could break out. I'm not saying there ain't going to be no real war. At some point, there's going to be a real war. At some point, there's going to be a world war. These people just lie through their teeth so much, it's hard to believe anything. I want to see some concrete, real footage. I want this fucking shit to be filmed like Vietnam. Make me at least try to sell this shit. Make it look real. They ain't even trying. Video game footage. Remember that? Of Ukraine? They were showing video game footage on news in France and shit like that? It's unbelievable. Hey, good news. Louisiana. Well, they just passed a law. It's the first state to require the Ten Commandments to be displayed in classrooms. Now, you got these fucking atheists that say, well, we don't need to be pushing your views, your religious views on the children. Well, first of all, bitch, it says our allegiance, our Pledge of Allegiance is one nation under God. It's supposed to be a capital G. Okay, so if you're going to pledge one nation under God with a capital G, the Ten Commandments falls under that umbrella. So you should be able to have the Ten Commandments. If we're going to pledge allegiance one nation under God, then you should be able to have Ten Commandments. But the fucking atheists and Satanists and shit, they said, no, you can't do that. You can't have public-funded religious view pushed on there like that. So the state said, okay, we'll just, we need donations then. We need donations to put them up in every school. So there's going to be a lot of conservatives there that are going to donate to put money to make sure that the state has Ten Commandments in every school. I say big thumbs up. By the way, the Georgia Guidestones the opposite of Ten Commandments. Just want to let that, and they knocked that down. But yeah, what's wrong with that? Kids need that. Kick God out of school and look what's happened. Look what's happened. You got all the Satanists moving in, want to have after school Satan hour, Satan club. You got the faggots, with their faggot doctrine being pushed. This is what happens when you kick God out of school. This is what happens when you kick God out of the country, too. Look at the shape our country's in. It's disgusting. It's like the inmates are in charge of the asylum. Breaking news. If you've been living under a rock, got a nifty little study out there. Yeah, study says that if you've been vaccinated for a certificate of vax ID, because there was no virus, you're more likely to die. Like these chaps on the field. Yeah, collapsing right before your very eyes. Researchers from Ohio State University, get a load of this, recently discovered that fully vaccinated patients are much more likely to die than unvaccinated so-called COVID patients. Let me clarify this, Ohio State University. There's no COVID. Your study is correct in that the vaccinated sheeple will die sooner than the unvaccinated people. But that's where it begins and ends. There's no need to add to this study by saying the vaccinated are much more likely to die than the unvaccinated COVID patients. Because when you say that there were COVID patients, which is a stupid name for a disease, certificate of vax ID, when you say that there are actual COVID patients in your little study there, that makes the people out there, or sheeple, still convinced that COVID was real. That's a compromised study. Get the fucking word COVID out of your mouth, out of your heads. All right? This is how you have your study. Ohio State University recently discovered that fully vaccinated patients who test positive for coronavirus or COVID are much more likely to die than unvaccinated COVID patients. There are no COVID patients. Your damn first paragraph should read, your study recently discovered, which, I mean, let's face it, you're a hell of a lot late to the party. We've known this shit for years now. That there's no virus. In 2020, I knew this. I'm not going to go into the 5G and how it made people sick and gave them radiation poisoning, which mimicked the flu, and then they got vaccines and made a lot of people even sicker. There was no virus. We've known here in the truth community that there is no virus. So therefore, there's no COVID patients. The fully vaccinated patients, this is how it should read, are much more likely to die earlier than unvaccinated people. That's it. There's no need to say anything else. No need to mention viruses. There's no such thing as viruses. For these fucking researchers and all these doctors and shit, they keep talking about, they'll tell you the truth about the quaxine, but then they'll say, they'll bring up coronavirus or COVID like that is an actual thing. It's not. Say COVID was a hoax. Put that in your study. COVID was a lie. Put that in your study. It was a psychological operation. It was depopulation agenda. It was a dress rehearsal for the New World Order. It was medical tyranny. It was a way to sabotage our supply chain. And that was told in that 1980 movie I showed you. It was all that. Food supply, everything. It was no virus in the air. There are no viruses in the air. There's chemtrails. Did you put that in your... No, you didn't put that in your study. But I digress. Published in the journal Frontiers of Immunology, their study states that among COVID-19 patients, mortality rate was significantly higher among vax than non-vax. This was published in a journal, Frontiers in Immunology. This should not have been published until... Listen, all right, anybody, all you researchers, so-called researchers out there, and doctors and shit, send your fucking damn studies and findings to me. The minute I see the word fucking coronavirus or COVID in there, I'm going to redact it. I'm going to fucking delete that shit. I'm going to, just like when you're in English class and you write a paper and submit it to the professor or teacher, and they give it back to you a couple weeks later, and it's got they circle all your errors and give you a B+ or B- or A- or A+ or an F or D or C. It's kind of like that. I'll edit your fucking little research paper. Strike COVID. Fucking COVID. Stop COVID. Stop the COVID. There's no COVID. There's no viruses more. No virus. Yeah, that's right. The vax kills. The vax kills. Unvaxxed live a hell of a lot longer because they don't have this poison in them. Yes, you're right. Correct. No. Stop with the COVID. I would have to do that. Send it to me. I mean, I'll charge you. You researchers out there. But I'll correct your papers for you and so you won't look so damn stupid. How is this still a thing? There is no COVID. The COVID or the illness is in the vial. It's in the quack seeds. All right? So then it goes on to say disease and death are the consequences of getting COVID injected. Okay, big thumbs up. True, getting the quack seed. While it is true that those who chose to get injected were more likely to also have underlying health problems, true that, the powers that be fooled people with pre-existing conditions by spreading a false narrative. That's true. It is also true that tens of millions of otherwise healthy people got jabbed because of their jobs mandating it, which is tyranny. That's true. So your study is a good, decent study. Your findings, although you're a little late to the game, what you need to understand is there is no COVID. Your COVID injections are the killers. Big Pharma is bloodthirsty. They're bloodthirsty killers. Your doctors, your nurses, whatever, were getting paid moolah to diagnose for COVID. They were threatened by Big Pharma. You will lose your license if you don't go along with this false narrative. And so those doctors that didn't want to lose their pensions and their practice, those fucking compromised witch doctor pieces of shit, went along with this. Those that did not want to go along with this, a lot of them lost their practices, their office, their license. But there is no virus. As they say, get ready for the next scamdemic. They're probably going to start some kind of war or something. There's going to be a major depopulation event. Along with this bird flu, if the sheep will go along with it, this bullshit. The bird flu is not real either. None of their shit's real. Disease X, none of it. It's fucking bullshit. The only way they can get rid of a bunch of people is if they zap them with the cell towers, the 5G. You know, they could do it a lot of ways. They could poison the water. They could chemtrail certain areas heavily with poisons that are so... Just, you won't be able to survive. A lot of people could drop dead. There's a lot of ways. They could use friggin' damn, like, sound. They can actually use sound at certain frequencies to literally kill people and things. Shatter things and kill people. You know, there's different ways of doing this. They could burn people out of homes. But as far as a virus actually floating in the air, that's bullshit. That's lies. That's a hoax. So, yeah, Ohio State University, let me give you a seal of approval. You're like 3 or 4 years late to the party about calling out the quaxines, but you're still adding the word COVID patients. COVID. There is no COVID. It stands for Certificate of Vax ID. Show me your papers. To go from point A to point B. Fucking tyranny is what they wanted to make happen. Full blown. So never forget that scamdemic. Get the word coronavirus, COVID, and bro. That's another thing I can't stand. Bro. I heard that at the gym today. Fucking lesbos going, yeah, bro. First of all, you're a girl. What are you calling other girls bro? It's stupid. See, when I grew up, it was, yeah, man. That sounds better, not bro. At least if you're going to say bro, say brother, like Hulk Hogan. Yeah, brother. Bro. So damn stupid. All this shit's stupid, including your little study, Ohio University. You'll get my seal of approval when you stop saying COVID patients. There is no COVID. As long as you keep saying that, it's going to keep that bullshit narrative alive, and a sheeple out there will go, see, I told you there's COVID. Meanwhile, there is no COVID. But other than that, you're kind of sort of spot on. Well, you are spot on as far as the quaxines are concerned. They definitely do kill sooner than later. That's what I got for you tonight. Be a weirdo out there. Don't be a troll. If you see a troll, say something. Stuff down your truth pipe and smoke it. Make way. Because the current must flow. And if you listen to this, you are the resistance.
Sweet dreams.